Every year we hear extraordinary stories as we head up to the draft. This year, one of those stories is actually a miracle. It is a medical miracle, and it is a triumph of the human spirit. Last November, DJ Hayden, one of the top-rated cornerbacks, suffered a 95% fatal injury. And that's where the story begins. Correspondent Andrea Kramer has more.
It was a full contact practice at the University of Houston on November 6th, 2012. DJ Hayden, a star senior cornerback, and teammate Trayvon Stewart were both going after an interception.
And I remember going up, I see the ball, I'm looking at it.
And I jumped up for the ball, and I had my knee up.
And then just bam, me and Trey just collide. I knew immediately I got the wind knocked out of me, and I'm just like, they took me in and sat me down there, asked me questions. So I'm just sitting there just kind of shivering. And I remember looking all around here, and I was just like, man, I said, I can't see nothing. Then I see stars.
The doc and I both looked at each other, and I says, we'll call an ambulance right now.
Houston Fire Medical, what is the location of your emergency?
Dr. Ron Alborado is the trauma surgeon who was waiting for Hayden in the emergency room.
We have a very short blurb that comes across our pagers. It tells us the initial vital signs, which actually didn't look that bad.
It's here.
The surgeons operating on Hayden anticipated a liver or spleen injury, but what they found was blood leaking from his chest. They had to saw open his sternum to pinpoint the source of the bleeding. It was in his heart, at the entrance point of the largest vein in the body.
The main blood vessel, the vena cava, bringing blood from the lower extremities back to the heart, was nearly completely torn off of the heart. The situation changes drastically at that point. He didn't have much of his original blood in his body. A small delay would have equaled death.
Did you think he was going to die?
I had the feeling he might. But I didn't know.
I just remember waking up, and I see you. And then they told me I had surgery, so I was like, I said I had a test tomorrow. And I was like, hold on, I can't play in a game?
A typical hospital stay after this procedure is 6 weeks. Hayden was home after just 6 days.
When I got the call that he was going to be discharged at 6 days, that's probably the first day I had goosebumps on this, because you just kind of go, really? Wow.
But he barely recognized his own body.
Went all the way down to 165.
From?
From 190.
Wow.
Just seeing myself, I was skinny, and just, I was like, DJ, like, what happened to you?
By late November, he'd gained enough strength to make an appearance at the University of Houston Senior Day.
Having all the fans and all my teammates and coaches, having them see me come and just... I was so happy to be there, but then again, I wanted to be out there playing, and I wanted to go out there so bad.
That desire to get back on the field propelled Hayden's recovery. As the weeks passed, his doubts faded and his drive returned.
Each day, I started getting better. Like, I started eating better, I started walking better, I started lifting my arms up. So just started moving better then. Then I started working out, then after a while, after a couple of days and a couple of weeks, I was just like, all right, I'm really good. I ain't moving slow no more. I ain't moving fast, but I ain't moving slow.
Come March 18th, Hayden was ready to participate in his pro day.
I had to run faster than 4.4. I knew I had to do that, because I couldn't go out there and run a 4.5. Then I'm like, he's not fast.
He clocked a 4.3.40. And a week later, his doctors cleared him to play football with no restrictions.
What concerns are there, though, about being hit when you've had your chest cracked open?
I just need somebody to just come smack me, just come blindside me. And I just got to shake the rust off. And once I shake the rust off, I'll be fine.
He is a walking medical miracle. November 6th was a day that everybody did the right thing. Every single person did the right thing. And with that, it's a feel-good story, you know? It has a fairy tale ending, you know? It just, breaks you up.